You are going to go out there and you are going to rock it, and you don't leave that to chance. You don't leave that to, hoping that it all comes together. You have to demand it of yourself, you have to raise your standards, and you have to really be prepared to like go to war. And a lot of people don't like to think of it like that, but at the end of the day, that's the truth.
Welcome to the Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to my friends AJ Roberts and Simon Lovell. Hasta la vista.
Welcome live from Sydney,
Australia.
It's the Fitpreneurs with myself, Simon Lovell, and
AJ Roberts.
I'm lying on a bed with a pussy.
Oh, you like little cats?
So cute. So, just touched the head and wake now. Didn't like that much. So I'm on my travels in Sydney, about to go to Fiji tomorrow. I've seen you. I've been to Los Angeles. I've been to Maui. Now I'm here in Sydney, then Fiji. And then what's after that? Oh, India. And then Thailand for my mastermind. You're coming to that. And then Tony Robbins in Florida. It's been crazy.
Yeah, you're like a homeless child wandering the streets, couch surfing right now.
Yeah, couch surfing. It's awesome. How was your time in England?
Yeah, I was in England when you were, I think you were in California, I think, just up the road from from here, and I was back home. It was good. England is, home for me, so it's always nice to catch up with old friends. It was a bit of a whirlwind trip while I was there, trying to see all of my family, catch up with my friends. Things worked out perfectly. I managed to get it all in. My brother's girlfriend was pregnant and she was due while I was home. But unfortunately she had the baby literally an hour before I got on the airplane. So I didn't actually get to see the baby, but I'll go back again soon and, visit. But, I was there for a seminar, which is always fun to do. And, had 30 or so trainers there come to learn, which was awesome. And, thinking about going back to England and, doing some form of, 3-day event there or something like that, maybe in January or something. So I'm just trying to figure all that out. And of course, this year I've been traveling different events and coming out to Thailand to guest speak at your mastermind, and then we're heading to Florida together. So that'll be fun. So we've got a busy, busy year ahead of us.
One of my highlights of my trip so far was when I was in Maui. I hired a little plane and had this pilot with me, but he actually let me like fly it and land it. It was amazing. It was like, and he put the most amazing thing, which I really learned from. He was so good with customer service and experience. Like it was this 4-seater plane, and you kind of took off and you spoke to like what's it called, the ground control people, and told him you were going to take off and stuff, and you actually literally flew the thing. But like the best thing about it was just something so simple, which is he put like these earphones in your ears and like he played like the music from like Jurassic Park, so that when you were flying above like all these amazing things, it was like you were in a movie. It was just like he was so good. Amazing.
Sounds like it was quite the experience.
It's fantastic.
Doesn't make a difference when someone goes and makes that extra effort with the experience. I was just reading about a taxi cab driver in New York who basically, when you get in his taxi, he asks you if you'd like a drink. He has soft drinks and soda pop cans, and
not like a bottle of Budweiser from the front. He's just drunk 3 of them or something.
No, so he's got water and sodas and stuff like that, and he hand you a drink, and then he'll ask you kind of if the temperature's okay, and he can adjust it for you, and then he has on the back of the seat all the radio stations that he can get, and ask you what kind of music you want to listen to, and basically just the story was he listened to self-help thing and was talking about if you want to make more money, deliver more value. And since doing that, he basically has doubled his revenue as a taxi cab driver, just because the service he is providing, he leveled up. And it was cool to hear. And so you telling that story about the pilot, I'm sure he experienced the same thing when he started implementing this stuff, and creating more of an experience than just flying. up and down in the plane, because there's a lot of competition and people that do that. So a good way to separate yourself from the herd.
We were actually chatting about his business. He actually gave me a lift from the actual kind of airport back to my hotel, which again was amazing service. And we were just chatting about his business, and he's got this kind of block at the moment where he wants to grow, but the challenge he's having is he doesn't want to bring on another pilot, because he's got like a 5 out of 5 star on whatever that website is where you review services and stuff. His fear is that he's going to get like some bad reviews. He's so customer driven. It's like he doesn't want to drop the level of service. And it's just amazing. Like people say, oh, you know, have a great customer service. But when you really experience it like that, that someone's so passionate, it's just so great to see. And that's why people tip better. That's why he's never going to be short of business. So it's awesome stuff. So we are on episode number 20. We have hit this milestone, and we wanted, myself and AJ were chatting. We obviously have this real strategic plan of what we're going to cover over each week, clearly not. But what we really wanted to cover today was talking about the highs and lows of being a fitpreneur. You know, you guys have been listening to this now, maybe from episode 1, and now you're on episode 20. And I guarantee that through the different episodes, you know, you've been having some successes. You've been taking some action on some of the things that we've been teaching you to grow your business, and hopefully, you know, you've had some success from that. But within that time period, guaranteed there's going to have been highs, there's going to have been lows. And we just want to share with you guys this episode, you know, just about the experiences that we've had and what we can share with you about this journey being an entrepreneur, and what you can expect and how to deal with the roller coaster that is building your business.
Yeah, you know, the thing that amazes me is a lot of people look at the success of others, and if they're not familiar with that person, haven't got to know them on a personal level or followed them for a while, you know, most people probably listen to this podcast are new to, you know, Simon and I. It fascinates me when you talk to them and to hear what their perception is of your success and hear what they think. And most of the time, you know, they think you're this like Superman, and they don't see the kryptonite. They don't see the failures that we've gone through. And I think it sets up some strange expectations that, you know, success comes kind of, you know, like climbing a mountain, and you go up, and then you reach that peak. And when in reality, it's more like a roller coaster. There's, you know, peaks and valleys and ups and downs. And the goal is to always obviously be going up. But you're still going to have things you have to deal with, whether it's emotions, you know, whether it's that, you know, feeling of getting stuck, whether it's, you know, relationship issues, spiritual issues, you know, because time, obviously, when you're focused on one thing, your time is distracted from other things. And sometimes things slip through the cracks. And so you have issues outside of, you know, work and stuff like that. So what's fascinating is that, you know, we were talking, and, you know, Simon's gone through a lot of transitions. I've gone through a lot of transitions. And I think it's important for entrepreneurs and fitness professionals to really understand that the, you know, as an entrepreneur, someone who takes charge of their life, someone who basically, you know, is going at it full force and trying to live, you know, to the fullest, that, you know, failure, which I'm not a big fan of the word failure, but, you know, we're going to have successes, and then we're going to have lessons, and not everything is always going to be positive, but it's not about you know, always having positives. We want to learn as we go. We want to grow, and we want to kind of develop. And the only way to do that is to go all out. And when you go all out, sometimes you hit the brick wall, and sometimes things come crashing down. But it's about that, having that long-term focus, knowing where you want to go, and be willing to bust through those points when they come up, and have faith that, you know, at the end of the day, it's all going to work out, even if what's going on right now may seem, you know, unbearable.
I mean, one of the key things that I've learned over the years is the, and for when I'm coaching my clients, is the speed in which you can get yourself out of a rut, because you can hit a down point in the business, but it's about the speed in which you bring yourself back up and get yourself back into the game and creating new opportunities for yourself. You know, when I was doing the lunchbox diet and I was presented with that challenge I've talked about before, which was, you know, I was approached by the book company, Penguin Books. They approached me to want to produce the lunchbox diet. I went for loads of meetings and it was just being dragged out, and it got to the point where they didn't want the book. And at that point I could have given up, but it was a key decision to actually get frustrated at that point and go, right, this book publisher wanted it. That means that there's probably about 10, 15 other publishers that don't even know about this now. And instead of making the decision to sit back, get all depressed about it, I used that energy of the rejection to turn that into a goal to go out and approach as many other publishers as possible. Had I not made that decision, I wouldn't have got the £120,000 deal. And so small key decisions that you make all the way down through the line when you're, you know, hitting a roadblock are going to really change the direction and trajectory of your business.
Yeah, no, it could be simple as a personal trainer who is trying to start their own business and they're trying to get a loan, you know, and they may go to a bank and they may get turned down. You know, you have to make that decision at that point in time, and is, you know, okay, where's the next bank? Not, okay, this bank says I can't get the money, so, you know, now I can't open a gym. I'll go back to training for someone else, or, you know, training out of someone else's gym. It's about having that goal that you want to reach and not letting anything get in your way. And you could go to every bank in your town and get no's, and then you can turn to the bank of friends, you can turn to the bank of investors. There's always another option when you start looking for it. Most people, unfortunately, you know, once they get rejection, it unleashes this fear that maybe their ideas aren't good. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. Maybe it's not something they should be jumping into. And let's be honest, you know, entrepreneurship is not easy. Like, if you want a salary and you want a comfy job, then it's not for you. But if you're someone who truly believes that you have this big purpose and you're passionate about what you do and you want to, you know, touch, transform, and inspire as many lives as possible, then it is the only option you have. And therefore, you can't, you know, get... You know, just because someone else doesn't share your vision or you haven't done a good enough job, you know, getting across your point to them and they're not buying into it, doesn't mean you should quit, you know. And you've got to have that unbreakable belief in yourself. And you never hear someone who's successful say, you know, they got there easy. Everyone says no one believed in them. Everyone doubted them, but they believed in themselves with hard work, you know, putting the time in, going after things. They were able to get to where they get to. And it's always funny hearing the stories, because, you know, everyone else thinks that they've gone from, you know, hero from zero to hero. But when you listen to them, really, they're telling the story that most people go through. The difference was they just didn't allow someone else to deflect them from their goals. And, you know, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of sacrifice. Obviously, you know, you can shortcut that with, you know, working with guys who know what they're talking about and who can leapfrog, you know, a lot of the learning curves. And that's why, you know, me and Simon work with people, because we can really help move people forward. But there is still going to be battles, and there's still going to be ups and downs, whether you invest in a mentor or, you know, or you're part of an organization, whatever it is. Like, you're still going to be faced with these things, because unfortunately, the way life is and the way things go is, you know, you don't control everything that's going on outside and around you. You don't control the economy. You don't control the lives of other people. The only control you have over is you. And so you never know what might hit you. You may never know what might be going on that may cause a shift and a change, and you have to respond and react to. But the key with it all is you just have to have that unwavering belief that what you're doing is right, and that you are going to succeed. And you're going to get battered. You really are going to get battered, and you're going to have huge doubts. And most of the time, it's, you know, it's going to be you against you. It's not going to be other people telling you can't do it. It's going to be you against you. And you have to kind of suit up every day in your armor and kind of put yourself in that state that you are going to go out there and you are going to rock it. And you don't leave that to chance. You don't leave that to, you know, hoping that it all comes together. You have to demand it of yourself. You have to raise your standards, and you have to really be prepared to, like, go to war. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to think of it like that. But at the end of the day, that's the truth. You know, if business was easy, everybody would have their own business. You know, I read something the other day that like 88% of personal trainers fail, you know, and that's not exactly a good statistic to have, you know, like that is a pretty rough statistic. And to be honest, you know, we don't want you to fail. We want as many of you to succeed as possible. And the truth is, those of you that will are those of you that have the belief in yourself. Me and Simon cannot want it more for you than we do, but that's not enough. You have to want it more than anyone else.
100%. I mean, you're so right. I mean, we don't do this podcast out of like, you know, just some whim of wanting to like listen to our own voices. We just like, we get a massive buzz from hearing the stories and you guys getting results as you do with your clients. And what AJ is saying is absolutely true. Now, I think that we should probably touch on a few different things of like, what kind of ups and downs are you experiencing and how to kind of get out of them and what to look for, you know. There's going to be marketing ups and downs. There's going to be when clients don't get results. There's going to be, especially a big one, which I want to talk about now, is sales. Because there's so many different roller coasters. Like, imagine you've got one roller coaster and it's in Florida, and you've got another roller coaster in London. You've got another roller coaster in Timbuktu or, I don't know, Dubai. Well, each of those could signify a different type of up and down within your business. And, you know, sales is a huge one. For example, you know, you may experience a sales slump, and you may experience a lot of people saying no and not wanting to invest in you. And if you've not had the sales training, you don't know how to overcome those objections. They're just going to keep on repeating themselves, and that may result in you, you know, lowering the price of your services and getting into a bit of a rut. You know, but if for anyone that does regular sales knows that you've got to be strong in that situation. You've got to be in the right mindset to get yourself out of a rut when it comes to a series of people not wanting to invest in you. And it's a terrible place to be. It's like you've been making sales and then suddenly just no one wants to invest in you. You suddenly go into self-doubt of, you know, it's me, it's how I'm coming across. It's like no one's got any money to spend. And you can start to then justify all of those things that you're telling yourself, like, you know, people don't have the money to spend, or I'm in the wrong area. People in this area, you know, there's no disposable income. And so you can start to actually believe the thoughts that you're having when they're not actually true. And so the quicker you can get out of that and get yourself back into the right headspace, be it through meditation, being through, you know, listening to this podcast, being through being around the right social network of people and other entrepreneurs that know how to get out of it, that's how you're going to be able to get into a flow again. And flow is that place of being at the top of the roller coaster where like everyone you see, you're just in such good mindset and good place and a good emotional place that people are just resonating with you. And when you go into a slump, you're not resonating with people because you're going into a sales situation kind of already predicting that someone's going to say no. So you just have to understand that a lot of business success really does come from the mindset stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's like people say a lot of times someone's magnetic or they have this energy about them and you just want to be around them. And you just, that comes from the confidence that someone has that what they're doing is making a difference. And as you go through and you're making sales, when people invest in you, you get kind of that positive rush. Like, yes, it justifies what you're doing. And then when people will say no to you, that's when you take it personal. And the shift has to come from realizing that they're not saying no to you. They're saying no to themselves. You know, if you're positioning yourself right and you're going through the process to get them to a point where they have to make a decision whether they want to invest and move forward or not, you have to understand if they say no, it's really saying no because they don't believe that you're going to do what it takes to get them the results. They know that they can't get the results on their own. And so they say no to you because somewhere along the line, there's been a misalignment and they don't think that it's a good fit. They don't think that you're the one who's going to help them. But it's not them saying no to you personally. They're saying no to whatever it is that you've presented to them. And a lot of the times, if you look at when things go well and when things go bad, the energy you should carry, the tonality you have, all of these different things change when your state changes. And so they're saying no because there is something that makes them uncomfortable. But if you talk to, you've probably been in a situation where you've talked to someone who was not in a good state, and there is something that just doesn't seem right. You can't put your finger on it, but it turns you off. And that's what you need to understand when you have these times where things aren't going the way that you want them to. You have to let go, and you have to just trust in the process, and you have to approach, you have to think of it like, what's that? A roulette, right? They show in roulette, they show the black and the red, the black and the red, the black and the red, and people will try to game it thinking that if there's been three reds, then it's going to be a black, right? The odds are it's going to be a black. But the truth is there is no rhyme or reason to whether it's black or red. It's 50-50 every time, right? And so just because you've had five yeses in a row doesn't mean the sixth one is going to be a yes. Just because you've had three no's in a row doesn't mean that you're going to get another no. It doesn't mean you're going to get a yes. And so you have to understand that when you're going through business, that there isn't rhyme or reason, because every situation is individual. They don't build upon one another. The people coming in have no idea what the person said before them. You're the only person who knows that. And so if you don't start from scratch, and if you don't, clear your head, get into the state, go out with confidence, carry yourself the way that needs to be carried, the person across the table is going to read that and subconsciously are going to make a decision to not move forward with you, because you've subconsciously made the decision to not step up to the level that was needed to do that. And so, that's the thing you have to remember, is you have to look internal when things aren't going right. Most of the time, it's the story you're telling yourself in your head. Most of the time, it's the language that you're using, the self-talk. Most of the time, it's the way you're carrying yourself, the tonality, your energy levels. And these are the things that you can fix, and you can fix so quickly and turn things around. And that's what, I absolutely love about, just life in general, is that we are in complete control by just a decision. We're one decision away from being where we want to be. If you're not happy, you can make a decision to change that instantly, regardless of what it is. You're just a decision away. No matter how many times you've screwed up, no matter how many times you've, messed up, you're one decision away from correcting that. And that's what's really cool about this, is you can be in a really bad slump and you can be having a really hard time, and you can just make that decision that, no, I'm not going to accept this anymore. I'm not going to accept the procrastination. I'm not going to scroll Facebook. I'm not going to scroll Instagram. I'm not going to just sit here and hope that someone walks in my office. I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to do it right now. And that's the decision you have to make. And, we face the same thing in our business. When everything is going good, it's easy to put the brakes on. It's easy to say, oh, great, I got a bunch of clients, they're kicking ass, and I'll just ease up on my marketing, or I'll just, cruise for a little bit. And then you get to the point where, you're scrambling because you're like, oh, crap, I haven't put the things in place that needed to be in place. And so we go through that. Me and Simon, we talk a lot about that, and we push each other hard, because we go through the same thing as you guys. We're not just cruising and everything, is easy. The reason Simon's traveling all over the place right now is to grow and to learn and to, be able to serve people better. He's not traveling just to have fun and screw off, he's having a little bit of that along the way. But, the purpose of the trip, the reason he's going to all these different places, is simply to grow as a person, because in order for him to get to where he wants to get to, he realized what he needed to work on. He realized knew who he needed to invest in. And that's where you guys have to do the same thing. Stop looking external for fixes and start looking internal, and you'll start to find the answers.
You're just a master of quotes, Mr. Roberts. That was just like the perfect piece, and now we're done. 20 minutes in, let's finish up now.
Send them on their way. Boom.
Done. I just want to reiterate a bit of the point that Adria was talking about, and really drum this into everyone that's listening. You're not alone. Okay, you're not alone. We go through the same stuff. Me and AJ are connected with many, many millionaires and some billionaires too. And they go through the same stuff. It's the same things. It's just they're just earning a different level. So the quicker you can, you know, get out of this rut and get your head back in the right place, the better you're going to succeed. So we've touched on the sales stuff, but the same applies for the marketing. You know, when you've got a marketing campaign that you've just tried and tried again and it's not worked, like most people go five rungs under up the ladder, the success is at number six, and they don't are not willing to step up to the next one. So most people are one step away from a win, but you're going to have to do the things that most people aren't willing to do. Like there's going to be new learning curves to the things that you're wanting to learn, be it email marketing, be it the other stuff we've discussed on the podcast. And a lot of the times, just people aren't willing to get a mentor and a coach to hold them accountable. And it sometimes it just takes that investment to hold someone accountable to get to that next level. And then you have the support group of whoever's helping you to get out of that thing. And I just want to really reiterate about the importance of you not surrounding yourself with other trainers that are like in this negative mindset of no one's got any money to spend, I'm short on clients. That's not the place where you want to spend your time. Jim Rohn has that quote, which Tony Robbins talks about a lot, which is like, be the guard of whatever goes into your head. You know, be that the news, the negative news, the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Sometimes you've got to limit the friends and family that are draining the shit out of you. It's unfortunately, it's just the truth. And so over the years, I've had to distance myself from certain people. And there's going to be a time when I'm going to have to drop this podcast with AJ because I just can't spend any more time with him. I'm just kidding.
Says the guy who would move in at a drop of the hat.
Oh, shut up. So, but seriously, like the reason why me and AJ got on so well is because we resonated, we support each other, and we like if there's any thing going on with our businesses, like we know that we're one call away of supporting each other through a difficult block. And so a lot of the time it's also worth mentioning that, you know, spouses, family members, they just don't get it, right? They just don't get it. And that's, it's not their job to. If you've decided to be a fitpreneur, if you decided to be an entrepreneur, this is a different level. You know, the wife, the partner is not going to understand the things that you're going through. And they're just going to be like, get back to work, go and earn some money. You know, we know it's not as simple as that.
Yeah. And you mentioned something that I think is important about the people you surround yourself with. And I'm a big believer in that. And so, you know, I always am trying to expand my network and, you know, went from millionaires to multimillionaires to, like you said, we know billionaires now, which is ridiculous to think the stuff they're doing and stuff like that. But the thing that I've noticed along the way is that to reach different levels takes different skill sets. And it's not that different when you start looking at the patterns that people have gone through. Now, the application is different. The way someone has created their wealth tends to be different. But in terms of the disciplines and the business models, a lot of the times you can draw parallels and you can really see the structure and you can see the rules. But more so than anything, by being around the people, you get a peek into the mindset of these people and you get a peek into, you know, how they live their lives, which leaves clues for you, obviously, to just mimic and basically say, oh, look, okay, I see what they're doing. And if I want to get to that level, maybe I need to do a little bit more of that. And the problem is when you don't get around those people is that you are unaware of what is possible. And you may have the thought process that I want to do, you know, even if it's just doing $100,000 a year. But if you know no one who makes $100,000 a year, the chances of you achieving that are significantly less than if you go and surround yourself with a group of people who are doing that. And, you know, when you find someone who's doing that a month, all of a sudden your reality shifts and you can say, and you see what they're doing and you realize, oh, it's not as complicated as I thought. And, you know, as you grow, what you'll find is simplicity and singular focus oftentimes is leading people to greater results. And you can start to look at the patterns that are left behind. If you're not around those people, you have nothing to model. And when you have nothing to model, you're basically shooting in the dark. And so if you're going at it alone, you know, on your own, the chances of you figuring it out are slim. You know, some people do. So I can't say it's not going to happen, because some people do beat their head against the wall for 10, 15, 20 years. And then they finally crack the code after they've tried everything. And there's really not much left to do. And it seems to things suddenly seem to take place. But, you know, experience is important, but you can borrow experience. You can borrow knowledge. You can get around these people and you can start to model and say, okay, how should I live my life? And that's the power of masterminds. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about it in Think and Grow Rich. And so, you know, if you're someone and you're not willing to invest to go around those people, you need to go find those people locally. And they are there. You need to figure out where these people are, because, you know, without making at least that step, you're basically committing to yourself. You're committing to staying small, you know. And you guys need to make agreements with yourselves that you're not going to stay small. That you're going to commit to growing the business that you've envisioned and you know, serving at the level that you've been put here to serve. That's not going to happen on your own, just sitting there hoping. You know, you're going to have to figure out and get around people and learn and really invest in order to move forward. And, you know, it's the biggest lesson that I've learned over the years is to make money, you spend money. You know, that there has to be movement in order for people to grow and to move forward. You know, the whole balancing and you know, to be balanced is to be stagnant, is to be stationary, is to not be growing, not be moving. And if you want to move, you have to push and you have to go hard. And it will be hard, and you sometimes will feel overwhelmed, but then you can step back and relook at it. And so, you know, oftentimes, like, you know, with all the traveling I do and all the stuff and everything that's going on, the training and all of that, sometimes I have to step back and say, okay, what do I really need to focus on right now? And it's not about being balanced. It's about picking the right things to focus on. And if you do that, you move forward, you make progress, and, you know, you essentially are happy, because movement creates. And when you're creating and things are changing, you know, that's when you really know you're on the right path. And so, you know, you have to make those commitments to yourself, and you can't just think that it's all going to come together if you keep listening to this podcast. You know, we're 20 episodes in, and like Simon said, some of you have probably gone and done stuff, and I've talked to some of you who have gone and sold packages that you never thought you would sell, and run contests that you never thought you would run, and bought in, you know, 30 new members in 1 month that you never thought you would do. But then there's a whole bunch of you listening that I haven't spoke to. I don't know if you're doing stuff and getting results, or if you're just waiting for something to click. And the thing is it's not going to click if you're just waiting, okay? You have to just make that decision. It's that simple. I'm going to make the decision to move forward. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to invest in whoever I need to invest in, or go to whatever, you know, event I need to go to, or be around whoever I need to be around. Nothing is going to stop that. I'm not going to allow any excuses to get in the way. I'm just going to go do it and have that faith that that is the process to bring you to where you want to go. And I think that you would agree, Simon, that the one thing with us, obviously we have very large goals ideas for how we want the businesses to grow. And we've kind of shared those with each other and stuff like that. And, you know, we seek out mentors and people to converse with that have basically, you know, would help us along that journey. We don't have this barrier of, you know, oh, well, I'm going to try to figure this out. Now we got to a point where we realize the quicker we invest, the quicker the changes will come. And, you know, that's why I always, you know, hire a diet coach and a trainer and all these different things, the physical side of stuff as well as on the business side of stuff, because I've learned that it's just, you get results quicker, speed. You know, speed of action gets huge results. And when you don't have to think, someone can show you the way, you just do what you're told and it just comes together. And that's the real beauty of a good mentor. And obviously, you'll have your own things to do, but you know, you need that guidance along the way. You know, you have to, not necessarily a blueprint, because everything, you know, there's all different things going on, but you got to have someone who knows what they're doing if you don't.
Yeah. People don't hire you because they don't know how to exercise. It's because you speed up the results for them. So it baffles me when trainers don't try and get help for themselves and think that they can figure it out on their own. I just want to take a little intermission because we didn't discussed this at the start, but guys, if you've got a review for us, head to iTunes, also subscribe. If you want to reach out to myself and AJ, it's facebook.com/AJ Roberts or facebook.com/BoyLovell. Also head to thefitpreneurs.com and support us with your ratings and reviews. Something which I want to touch on now, which I think is very important, is, you know, if you're on a, let's talk about, we've been talking about these roller coasters, ups and downs, sales, you know, maybe the marketing isn't going well, you've got some clients who haven't been getting results, you've got clients who want a refund, and you're on this downer. If you're on a downer, the downer is going to be held down even more if you've got personal shit you haven't dealt with. Okay, so dealing with your, that biggest thing that you haven't dealt with, be it that relationship that needs to be sorted out, be it the conversations with your family that you haven't had, whatever that thing is, like, understand that that's only supporting you staying down for longer. So when you're down and you've got a non-supportive partner or spouse, that's not going to help you get up into to be in a better place. So I would definitely recommend anyone that's consistently on a negative mindset spiral and you tend to find it difficult to get out, I would probably suggest that that's also being held down by something that you've not dealt with. And that's why I'm constantly, like AJ said, I'm constantly looking at self-growth. And if I look at the way that my business has exploded, it's in direct relation to all the self-development I've done on the personal side of me, which is now supporting the business. So be sure to really deal with all that personal stuff that you put into the back of your head that really needs to be brought to the forefront and you need to deal with head on, that's really actually affecting now your business results and ultimately your freedom of success.
Yeah, and I think what's funny is as you grow, and this is something that I kind of realized the other week and just kind of laughed about it, it's as you grow, you start to realize actually how screwed up you are. You start to realize all of the things that are issues and problems.
It amplifies it
because your awareness is there, and so you're now looking for this. And so when you do talk negative, you know, you start to say, "Wait a minute, why am I having this conversation right now?" Or if jealousy sets in, like a lot of people, they'll see someone else doing good and they just, you know, they'll blow it off and they'll make a negative comment because of ego. And, you know, why am I doing that? What is the issue here? Why am I not, you know, looking at that and saying, good for them? And, you know, all these things creep along. And when you don't have the awareness, they happen every day and you have no idea. But, it, you know, a simple thing you can do, and I've done this, is, you know, with a bracelet, one of those rubber band bracelets, you know, every time you speak negative, just change wrists. And what you'll find is you're changing wrists a lot, and you start to realize how much negative talk you have. And so by doing that, you can start to reduce your daily negative talk. And then you can start to see, well, where do these opinions come from? Because a lot of the times what we believe has just been taught to us by someone else. And so you start to look at, where does this come from? Why do I feel like this? What seeded this thought process? You know, and you can start to change that. So for instance, like, you know, we know that personal trainers can sell expensive packages. Like, without a doubt, we know that someone can, I've sold a $6,000 package before, you know, online. And when I was working at the health club, I sold $4,000 packages. Simon, you have clients selling a couple of $1,000 packages right now, right? Mm-hmm. So we know that you can charge significant amounts of money, but we got a lot of trainers who believe that they should charge $200 a month or $150 a month. And when we talk to them about price structure, which we did a whole podcast on that, so if you haven't listened to it, make sure to go back and listen to it. But when we talk to a lot of trainers, they just don't believe they can charge that. They just don't believe someone's going to open their wallet. And so where does that thought process come from? Have they never opened their wallet up and invested that kind of money, therefore they think that other people won't? Have they always been told that people don't have the kind of money to invest? Where did that thought process come to? Because quite frankly, it's just not true. And, you know, a question you ask me a lot is that true? You know? And I think if people started to cool themselves and start to question themselves on their thought processes and their beliefs, is that true? You start to find out that most of the stuff you think is not true. And it's a story that you've created and that you believe, but it's just in your head. It's not in everybody else's head. And I think that that's a powerful thing to realize, because a lot of the times when you're on this roller coaster, right, and you let the external things dictate your thought process. And so when things are going well, you know, that effect, that makes you feel good, and you continue that. When things are going bad, you seem to spiral down. And it's because you put your value and what your worth on the way that people are responding to you. When you realize that your value is the same regardless of how people respond to you, regardless of how your business looks, regardless of you know, how much money you have in the bank account, you as a person, your value does not change based on that. You're the same person. No one and nothing can change that. And so when you realize that, now when someone says no to you, you can just smile and say, completely understand it's not a fit for everyone, and you can move right along to that next person without any thought process of what just happened. You just let it go, you know, and you move on. And that's the thing that most people aren't able to do. They're not able to move on. They're not able to live in the now. Their value is based on the way everyone else is treating them versus, you know, what they know they bring to the world. And, you know, it does get frustrating when you're not getting, you know, paid for what you believe is your value, but that doesn't change the value you have, you know? Of course, unless you're completely delusional, well, we can't help you there if you don't get results. But, you know, most people have significant value they bring to the world, and that doesn't change whether someone is paying you or not, whether your business is big or small. The value is still the same. And so you have to figure out, okay, how do I bring this value out? How do I get rewarded for it? How do I move forward? How do I keep growing? And, you know, that's the thing you have to get to. And when you can do that, then these roller coasters start to get more a little bit like, you know, hills. And they're not as bad.
Yeah, for sure. We go back to that question. Is it true? A lot of the mindset, I'm doing more and more mindset stuff with my clients now. And that question, is it true? If you're having any anxiety, stress or depression, it's only from you believing a thought that's not true. Okay. So in the example of, you know, I can't charge more. Okay. The questions to ask yourself are, how do you react when you believe? So first of all, you need to ask the question, is it true? Okay. So, I can't charge any more money than I do already. Is that true? No. Okay. How do you react when you believe the thought, I can't charge any more money? Will I get stressed? I get anxious. I don't feel I'm going to pay my bills. I'm going to be a failure. How would you be without the thought, I can't charge any more money? Well, I'd be confident. I'd put myself out there more. I'd be happy to look at the things I want to strive for. I'd be just more motivated. I'd be a better trainer. Well, what's the opposite of the thought? What's the turnaround for I can't charge anymore? I can charge more. I can charge a lot more than I am already. Now, is that more true than the original thought of I can't? Well, it is. What's another turnaround for? Well, I don't value myself enough to charge more. Is that more true? Yes, it is. It's not a case of people don't want to spend the money with you. It's that you don't see the value in yourself to put yourself out there. And so these sequence of questions and turnarounds will really help you to start to eradicate the thought processes that you have. And this is not something you can just use in business, but in all areas of your life. So another thing which I want to touch on as we start to kind of wrap up the session, and I think this is such a valuable episode for everyone, is congruence. I was working with a client recently, and he was struggling to make sales. And we could say, well, first of all, you know, maybe struggling to make sales because the closing strategy is not there, etc. But when I dig deeper into the mindset and looking deeper into the reasons why, it actually turns out that he's being completely incongruent with what he's offering because he was actually lying to his clients. And he actually came out publicly and told people about this, and actually they reacted really well, and now his business has taken off. If you are incongruent with what you're selling, i.e. you're trying to sell something where you don't really believe in it because there's something like, you know, maybe you're taking drugs but you're selling health, you know, maybe you're selling an outcome of trying to do something that you've not done yourself. If you've got something there which you're not being true to yourself with, understand it might not be the sales process that's causing the problem. It's this incongruence. And so if you find yourself on a, talking about the roller coasters again, if you find yourself on a dip and you find yourself down and depressed and not able to get out, it might not be the sales or marketing. It may be something much deeper, which is your lack of authenticity and being honest in saying, I'm not being completely honest with my clients here.
Yeah, and you know, in our industry, fitness obviously is what we're selling. And whether it's weight loss or whether it's muscle building, whatever it is, you know, we have something we put together to sell. And so if we're just offering stuff to offer stuff, you know, it does become harder if you don't have experience with it or if it's not something you're passionate about. And that's why we say kind of pick something to be the best at, because and you can do multiple things. I'm going to say that before people, you know, message saying, you know, I can't, you know, I do this and this. You can do multiple things, but you have to have the deep understanding and passion for them. I've never really got into nutrition. I'm not a big nutritionist guy. I've never really been that interested in it for some reason. It's just not something that grabs my attention. I think I have on my shelf maybe two nutrition things, books, and that's about it. So if, you know, and I've had phenomenal results. I went from 170 to 320 pounds, became a world record holder in powerlifting. Then I retired. I lost over 100 pounds, stepped on a bodybuilding stage. I've gone for a phenomenal transformation. I've paid coaches for their help with nutrition. But if I suddenly started saying, hey, I'm going to start helping people with nutrition, because I have the knowledge, because I've had the coaches, so I've learned what needs to be done. If I suddenly said I'm going to start taking people on for nutrition and start working with them nutrition, the truth is that isn't congruent with who I am, and that isn't congruent with what I'm passionate about. And so, you know, a lot of times I'll speak to a coach who, and they have no interest in weight loss, but they've been told that they need to do that because that's what pays the bills. And the problem is, you're always going to struggle if you're just doing what you've been told pays the bills. You will be more successful when you do what you're passionate about, what you love, what you have experience with, that you the thing that you live by every single day, than you will if you're just trying to, you know, make money off of something because someone else told you you would. And that's what it is when Simon talks about congruency. You know, if for instance you're a big fat trainer who's overweight and can't stick to a diet, but you have that expectation of your client, well, there's an issue, you know. And you know, people say, well, you don't have to be able to do it to have the knowledge. The problem is there's incongruency there, and it's just not going. Trust us, we've been around long enough, we've worked with enough people to know that yes, you can make some money, and if you're really good at marketing and stuff like that, you can make a good amount of money, but it's not going to last.
It's like me and AJ trying to sell our coaching packages for clients, but we just have never made any money. We've never sold online products or sold packages.
Exactly, like.
We just wouldn't stay around, and we wouldn't be able to sell it because just the results wouldn't be there.
Right. It would just be like making something up we've never done and said, okay, let's go out and let's sell this. And basically buying someone else's course, learning it, and then going and teaching it. You know, for instance, YouTube. I've never done YouTube ads, but I bet you I could learn it over the weekend and I could do a course next week on it. But I've never run a YouTube ad. I've never, you know, done a YouTube ad. I would have no idea right now if you asked me. So, you know, just because someone tells me YouTube abs are kicking butt and you should learn how to do those and then you can teach the fitness professionals, that's incongruent. I'm more likely to go find another professional to partner up with and then have them present, you know, and that's what you guys can do too. So even if you don't offer everything at your gym, you can bring in people. But the roller coaster happens because if you're trying to force something that just isn't a natural fit, regardless of what experts say, you know, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Look, if you know at your core that's not who you are, you know at your core just working with regular, you know, I have a trainer who she couldn't stand working with regular clients that don't have a goal, i.e. they're not competitive in something. And it was so much stress. And finally, I convinced them and showed them how to basically, you know, make income without training those people. And they were able to release all of those clients, told them, you know, gave them 2 weeks, said that they were going to no longer continue with their services and basically move away from that. The freedom they got from that was phenomenal. But more so, I've watched the business grow over the last 6 months to a level that they never thought possible because they are focused on the people that they love to work with. And that just continues to attract more people like that. And so, you know, one of my good friends, Zach Evanesh, he obviously works with wrestlers. And he was always told if it would never work, he'd have to have all these other people in there in order for the gym to work. If, you know, working with just youth athletes wasn't going to pay the bills. And he stuck to his guns, and he's built one of the most, you know, phenomenal athletic training centers there in New Jersey. Still doesn't work with a whole ton of people, you know, but charges high prices, you know, works with the people he wants to work with, and never bought into that, well, I've got to offer fat loss, and I've got to offer nutrition, and I've got to offer this. So, you know, congruency and basically living day to day how you would expect your clients to live makes a huge difference. And so if you're struggling right now, I would encourage you to make the commitment to yourself to level up and to step up and play at the level that you're expecting your clients to. And so, you know, a simple thing is, if your clients are late to working out with you, but you're late to your sessions too, then show up on time. You know, be early, 15 minutes early for every client. That way that they don't think it's okay to show up late. You know, if your clients aren't sticking to their programs and you're not even doing a program, you know, get congruent, get in line with what you're offering, and that will be a huge shift for you.
Yeah, it's like everything starts to match up, and you start to, it's like putting together the scale electric, but you got this what, like couple of pieces out, and the car just crashes off the edge, versus everything's in alignment and everything, the cars run smoothly around the track. This is also really key. I think anyone listening should write it down. There's also, once you're on that roller coaster and you're on that down point, so you're not on the high, there's a payoff for you down there. Okay, there's normally a payoff for you to stay down there, whether that's attention, whether that's being comfortable. Okay, so you have to have a system in place for getting yourself out of it if you really want it, because some people are happy down there. And in my experience, a lot of people stay in that place because they're comfortable, and they would rather stay there than the pain of getting uncomfortable to get out of it. So ask yourself the question, what's the payoff for you staying in that place? And just asking that question is going to help you get out of it.
Exactly. I think people get comfortable, and they're not, when they're in a certain place, they may want to get out of it, but they've become comfortable there. And for some reason,
they may think they want to get out of it,
but
really they don't.
But there is a bigger fear or a bigger risk or something. And so by staying where they are, they have, I guess, security is the way to put it. And people like to feel secure. The problem is if you have
the spouses want to be secure too, which is a key point. So if that's been influenced within, if the trainer is wanting to be the entrepreneur and the partner is wanting to be secure and safe, there's a challenge there too.
Exactly. And the problem is, though, is once you have the awareness and once that desire has been seeded, okay, and once you start to know kind of what your passion is and what you've been put here to do, that doesn't go away. And so you can put it off for the next month. You can put it off for the next year. You can put it off for the next 20 years. But eventually you're going to get to a point where you cannot take it anymore. And you have to go after, you know, what you believe is your purpose in this life. And you can delay it as long as you want. Or you can just make the decision to step into it today, right now. And from this point forward, chase the dream. And, you know, if you don't, trust me, if you put this podcast down, stop listening to it, and you listen to the next one, and you still haven't done anything, you know, you're going to be listening for a long time. So just make that decision. You don't have to know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. You can reach out to me or Simon, and we can help you with that process. But make the decision that you are not going to accept the life you have anymore. It's unacceptable to live like that, and you're going to do whatever it takes to go where you want to go, and nothing and nobody is going to get in your way. And when you make that commitment to yourself, not to me and Simon, you know, when you make that commitment to yourself, and
you've got to make the commitment to yourself first before you even approach anyone else.
And you truly believe it. You truly believe, you know, you make that commitment to yourself, but it's a true commitment. It's not, oh, I think I'm going to do this. It's, I'm going to do this no matter what. When you can stand in front of the mirror and say that to yourself, then everything, trust me, is gonna shift. And what happens is, a lot of times, the reason there's a roller coaster is we make this commitment, we get fired up, we go all out, and then we get comfortable.
This is something I see very, which is very common, which is someone wants to be really successful. They want a 6 or 7 figure business, but they get comfortable. And the only movement they take is when they lose a client. And then suddenly, magically, they pull the resources to fill the space and make another one.
Yeah, it's like
if that's you, there's a problem within that.
The only time they take action is when the pressure is on and they have to, and they get used to doing that. So they know that if I need to, I can. And I hear that a lot too. Well, if I need to make money, I can run this promotion. It worked last time. I could run it again. Well, why are you not running again? Oh, because, you know, that would just, I'd be put in a place where I might have to bring someone else on because of time and stuff like that. And they hold themselves back because they have the knowledge, they have the tools to grow, but they're saving them for a rainy day, so to speak. And the truth is, you know, success doesn't wait. And so if you wait too long, it's going to shift and it's going to move on, and someone else is going to run with it. And, you know, you're going to be left behind. But when you get in alignment and when you get on the path, everything seems to happen effortlessly. It's like you're in the state of flow and, you know, all things come together just the way that you had envisioned. And that's where we want to see you guys get to, because we've been seeing it with our clients that we're working with. And we've been seeing massive shifts, and we've been seeing people, you know, do things that they never thought possible. We knew they were possible. They had the desire to make it happen. And we were able to connect the dots. But it's fascinating to see, and I want to see every single one of you listening achieve that. I really want to see all of you succeed. You know, like I said, 88% of trainers are unhappy with their business, you know, and they're not where they want to be. I don't want you to be that 88. I want you to be in that 12%. And I want you to actually be in the 1% of the fitness industry in terms of income, business, and lives that you're changing.
Get off your asses and make it happen.
What is it that Frank Kern says? He says, quit being a pussy and get shit done.
Exactly. Cool, guys. I think this is a really, if I do say so myself, no, seriously, I think this is an important episode, and hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. I think the action steps need to be, you know, when you're on this downer, just have a system for getting out quicker, you know, meditation, I use motivational audios, whatever it is, get yourself back into the headspace. When you see yourself on that dip, what do you use as a trigger to get yourself back into that motion? So I think that was this week's action steps. I also think, AJ, if you're in agreement, that the book of the week should really be Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Everyone should listen to the audio of that, or get the book, and that would be a good resource for you guys to move forward.
Absolutely. And the thing that Simon said about, you know, finding something, the trigger, or finding something to get you out, that's when you're demanding, you demand yourself to change, you demand a state, demand a level from yourself, and you don't let it go by, days go by, hoping that you'll wake up on the right side of the bed finally and everything will come together. You demand it and you put yourself there, and that's what he's talking about. It could be a YouTube video. There's lots of motivational YouTube videos out there. It could be a YouTube video that you watch. It could be an audio you have. It could be a chapter in a book that you have. Whatever it is, find it. Maybe it's just a friend that's going to be brutally honest with you. And I've, you know, me and Simon have a relationship where we're brutally honest with each other. And we've said things to each other a lot that most people would be offended with. But, you know, you have to, if you can find someone like that, fantastic. But you have to have your, weapons. You have to have your weapons ready. So when the war comes, you can fight back and you can hopefully avoid the, like I said, the peaks and the valleys, and the roller coaster can start turning into just a nice, easy ride. You know, like those old wooden ones that don't really, you know, don't have the loop-de-loos and all those things. And that's going to come when you're prepared and you're prepared for this. Look, it's coming. Me and Simon have ups and downs all the time. As I said, the more aware you get, it seems like the more things you're uncovering, the more crap you have to wade through, and the deeper you're going. And the difference is that as you grow, though, you have the tools and you're prepared. And so start preparing yourself. And if you're not sure what to do, you know, don't be scared to reach out for help from someone. People are there, we're here, and, you know, we'd love to help you.
It takes me about a week to get, you know, out of this after the post podcast of spending this amount of time with you on the podcast. It takes me about a week to get out of it.
The high lasts for a week.
And on that note, guys, we will catch you in the next episode where I have no idea what we're going to be talking about.
We'll talk to you all soon.
Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/freecall for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.